Well, thank you, and welcome once again to this radio broadcast, and we're grateful that you're listening this morning, and we just pray that, God would really bless you as you listen to another portion of His own precious Word. We would like to invite you to our Sunday school this morning at 10 o'clock, and our regular preaching service is at 11, and then tonight services begin at 4 o'clock with our prayer service, and 4:30 for our evening worship. And our Wednesday evening services begin at 7 o'clock with our Wednesday night Bible study. Also, you can check us out on the internet by going to www.independencebaptist.org. There's many things there that will be of interest to you and concerning our church and the things that we believe, the things that we practice. If there's any way we can be a help to you, we'll be glad to talk with you about all of those things. For the past couple of Sunday mornings, we've been preaching about the establishment of the first church. Actually, Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18 is the text that we're using. The Bible says here in this place, Jesus is speaking, and he says, "I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." When Jesus Christ says, "Thou art Peter," he is saying that Peter is a little stone. That's what the word Peter actually refers to. It means a little stone. But Jesus Christ is saying, upon this rock. In verse 18, Jesus Christ is pointing to Peter, and he says, "Peter, you're a little stone, but if I'm going to build my church upon myself," as he points his finger toward himself, "upon this rock, I will build my church." I know today that there's people that say that Jesus Christ built the church upon the Apostle Peter, but he did not. Jesus Christ built the church upon himself. Actually, we've been looking at the New Testament, and we've been going through the four Gospels and showing the fact that Jesus Christ himself started his church during his own personal ministry. There are 13 points that we have total that we're going to give. We've only given 7 of those points. The points we've given are these. Number one, that Jesus Christ began his church before the day of Pentecost because he had the gospel message. That's in the book of Mark, chapter 1, verse 1 through 4. The church had the gospel message. Number two, the first church had baptized believers before the day of Pentecost. And we read John 4, verse 1 through 4, revealing that important point. Number three, that the church had an organization, even a treasurer, before the day of Pentecost. That's in the book of John, chapter 3, and verse 29. Notice this place. All of these scriptures are in the four Gospels. The church had exactly the same head as it has today. The Bible makes it very clear that Jesus Christ is the head, and that no man is the head of his church. Jesus Christ said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." That's what the Bible said. And number five, that is, before the day of Pentecost, Christ instructed his church of how to deal with unruly members. That's in Matthew chapter 18, verse 15 through verse 18. Notice, that happened before the day of Pentecost. Jesus Christ himself instructing his church of how to deal with unruly members. Number six, in the book of Matthew chapter 26 and verse 26 through 30, the Bible records that Jesus Christ established the Lord's Supper before the day of Pentecost. Wow, that's amazing, isn't it? And people today, they want to take the Lord's Supper in the church, but in taking that, they have to use the book of Matthew. And Jesus Christ, not Peter, started his first church. Jesus Christ did that. Number seven, in the book of Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18 through 20, Jesus Christ here commissioned his church to evangelize, teach, to baptize all of those that believed, and all of this happened before the day of Pentecost. Number eight, and this is the one that we're on now, Jesus Christ assembled with his church before the day of Pentecost. Wow! That's in Acts chapter 1, verse 1 through 4. The Bible says here, "The former thesis have I written, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to both to do and to teach, unto the day in which he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Spirit had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking other things pertaining to the kingdom of God. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me." Listen, this passage makes it abundantly clear that Jesus Christ sanctioned his church. Only his church, not the many different kinds of churches that all preach a different kind of gospel. Notice, Jesus Christ appeared after his passion, after his death, after his burial, after his resurrection from the dead. He appeared before his church, the ones that he had chosen, not before all the Jews, not before all the believing Jews. Jesus Christ appeared to those whom he had chosen. He did not appear to those who had simply chosen himself, or that others had chosen. Jesus Christ appeared to those that he had chosen. Notice that Jesus Christ revealed himself to his church not once, not twice, but the Bible says continually for 40 days. Now, I read that in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 1 through 4. That's before the day of Pentecost. During this 40-day period, Jesus Christ constantly spoke other things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Now, we know that between the time of the crucifixion of Christ and the day of Pentecost was only 50 days. But the Bible says that 40 of those days, the very majority of the time, Jesus Christ was there speaking to his church. You know, this is amazing, is it not? In the book of John, chapter 20, verse 19, the Bible declares that the disciples were very much afraid when Jesus appeared unto them. Jesus said, "Peace be unto you." Huh. But they didn't listen. They touched. They saw his hands. They saw his feet. They saw his side. But Jesus said to them again, "Peace be unto you." This shows us so much how that Jesus taught his disciples, and the disciples learned of the things concerning the kingdom of God. Notice that the Bible says that they ought to wait in Jerusalem for the promise that God had to give unto them. He commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait until that time came. The disciples asked Christ in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 6, "Will thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel?" And Jesus said in verse 7, "It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power." Listen, the point is this, that Jesus Christ is in full charge. He is in full control of everything that happens. The disciples are not in charge of that, and they're revealing that when they ask Jesus Christ, "Will thou again at this time restore the kingdom to the nation of Israel?" You know what? The Bible tells us here in Acts chapter 1 and verse 6 that the disciples knew that the kingdom was not to Israel. At that point, they knew that it was not. Why did they? How did they know that? It's because the kingdom had been given to them, and they know that. They know that. But they're asking Jesus Christ, "Will you again, will you now, will you at this point restore the kingdom to the nation of Israel?" And Jesus said, "It's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power." But Jesus Christ went on and he told them that now is the time for you to receive power. Jesus said in Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." All of these things happened before the day of Pentecost. But there are many who steadfastly declare that the church started on the day of Pentecost, but apparently they have never read these verses. Or they have read these verses, but they just don't mean anything to them, because they don't have this foundation that I'm giving to you right now, the truth of the Word of God. Point number 9 is this: Jesus Christ was assembled with his church before the day of Pentecost. Jesus Christ gave his church the Holy Spirit, the authority to represent him. It is amazing, is it not, that Jesus Christ came to his first church when they were very fearful of losing their lives. But Jesus Christ encouraged them because he knows their works, and Jesus Christ gave them peace. In the book of John, chapter 20 and verse 19 through verse 23, this makes it very clear. "Then the same day evening, being the first of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, Peace be unto you." This is an amazing scripture, that Jesus Christ came after his resurrection to his church. They were all locked up, and Jesus said, "Peace be unto you." And when he had so said, in verse 20, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then Jesus said unto them again, "Peace be unto you." Wow! Jesus tells these people twice, "Peace be unto you." Jesus goes on and says in verse 21, "As my Father has sent me, so send I you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins you retain, they are retained." What an amazing scripture this is, that after the resurrection of Jesus Christ, Jesus appeared unto them, and he showed them his pierced hands and his side. Notice that all of the apostles except Thomas were present. In verse 21, Jesus gives them peace. Jesus sends his church into the world like God the Father sent Jesus into the world. In John 20 and verse 22, Jesus Christ breathed on them and said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." They here receive the inspiration of God. Inspiration means to blow or to breathe upon, where Jesus, after the manner of the Hebrew prophets, expressed by the symbolic act of breathing upon the apostles the communication of the power of the Holy Spirit to them. Notice, this happened before the day of Pentecost. This is like in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, where God breathed on Adam and he became a living soul. Just as the original creation was completed by the act of God, so to the new creation of the Lord's church was completed by the act of the head of the new creation. In verse 23, Jesus Christ gave them the power to remit and retain sins. Well, we see that our time has slipped away from us again today. We've enjoyed preaching this, and we're not through with it just exactly yet. But as time has gone on, and we trust that you've listened and you've heard what God is saying to you, that Jesus Christ actually started his church during his personal ministry upon this earth, not on the day of Pentecost. All right. Thank you now for listening to this radio broadcast.